There's a new Australian film around dementia called Ruby's Choice. I'm always interested in this particular subject given what happened to my father, and I'm having a word today to Michael Budd, the producer and director. Michael, how are you doing today?
Very well, thank you. Great. Great to be here. I've heard so much amazing things about the station and about your interview, so I'm excited to talk today.
Michael, tell us a little bit about Ruby's Choice.
About three generations of inspiring women, actually. It centres around the granddaughter, Tash, who is played by Coco Jack-Gillis, the daughter, played by Jacqueline McKenzie, and the grandmother, portrayed by beautifully by Jane Seymour OBE. And it's about a grandmother who burns down her house, who has to then share a bedroom with her daughter after sharing some family secrets. The granddaughter sort of goes from hating her grandmother to learning more about her and loving her. And it's about the family dynamic when someone shows the early signs of dementia and how that can affect Australian families.
Michael, why did you choose to tell this story around dementia?
My grandmother died with dementia, so I was particularly passionate about this film. She was the matriarch of our family, and she was extremely important. And the stories that she used to share with us and the things we used to learn with her were so important to us. And so that is something that I wanted to portray with Ruby. And I think, you know, Jane Seymour did a wonderful job in portraying Ruby that way.
I wanted to ask you about Jane Seymour, and I will in just a moment. But I do, given my experience with my father and dementia, I find the insidious nature of that disease is you can see the person that you know and you can recognise them. But as far as their character and their personality is concerned, there's somebody really different. That's a terrible way for anybody to leave their legacy, to finish their life, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, Andrew. And the thing about this particular film, 50% of the profits is going to Dementia Care Spark for Life philosophy. And the Spark for Life philosophy is all about finding that spark. When we go to visit someone with dementia, we're just looking for that one moment, you know, whether it be, you know, we play their favourite song and they get up and dance, or you bring over some pictures and then they remember who you are. But that's what everybody wants to get. They just want to get that one moment, that one spark.
Yeah.
And so the spark is what we were really trying to focus on with the film. It's like, how do you deal with people with dementia? Like, how do you get that spark? And there's all these different ways to do that. And the Dementia Spark philosophy, they have a very good system of finding that spark. And I think, although it's a very tragic disease, you know, if you're a son or a daughter and you go to see your grandmother or grandfather, you know, that's what you want. You just want that spark. And people with dementia still have a lot to offer. And it's about learning how to you know, take those precious moments.
Can I ask you, Michael, what was it like to work with the great Jane Seymour? I've been a huge fan of hers since I was a young lad, and I saw her in Live and Let Die back in the very early 70s. She's a beautiful woman and a wonderful actress.
She's just an amazing person, Andrew. I mean, when I first met with her, she just had such energy for this role. I mean, she brought so many ideas. She brought wardrobe, you know, certain pieces. She had all these ideas around the character, how the character will hold her hand. She had style ideas on the set. She was so good with the Australian actors. She just gelled with everybody. She loved the crews. I mean, she's still friends with some of the makeup artists and wardrobe people today. She's such a... I mean, I guess you don't get to her position in the business without being someone who's warm, ready to work. And, I mean, she was working at the height of the pandemic. I mean, this particular project almost didn't go ahead because of COVID. And so out of her agency, she's on an agency where there's like, you know, 400 actors, and she was the only one working, and she just jumped on a plane. She isolated for 2 weeks to do the role. I mean, I can't stress in words how amazing as a human being and person and actress she is.
Well, once again, congratulations on the film Ruby's Choice. We look forward to seeing it at the cinema very shortly. And Michael Budd, thank you very much for joining us on 2NM.
Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate your time.